And welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQM. Let's get to headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory like the Tucson, the Sonata, and the Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. And, of course, the Canes back at it tonight against Virginia Tech. Kickoff is set for 7:30 from Hard Rock Stadium. Pre-game coverage begins at 3:30. 17.5 points is the spread tonight against the Hokies. Dolphin Kane says,
ever since Beamer left, they have fallen off a cliff.
Yeah.
Now I know. You know, someone texted me earlier and was like, Miami 17.5 point favorites. Is that too much? And I was like, what? No way we're that much better than the Titans. Now I realize it was the Hurricanes.
It's actually up to 18 now. I just checked it on the Hard Rock app. Dolphin Kane says, Julian Hill still on my favorite team. Get him out of here. Look, I don't like that. First of all, his heart's in the right place, okay? Now, his hands aren't because he keeps getting called for holding. But his heart is in the right place. Julian Hill plays hard. He just, you know, I just need him to catch a little better.
You clearly have a bias in his career. If he was anybody else, you'd be like, get this guy off the field.
Because I don't have a bias. I'm rooting for him. I'm genuinely happy for him.
Why do you like this guy so much? What has he done?
Huh? What do I like?
He likes? This is all he likes about Julian Hill. Julian Hill's name could be Peaky Blinder. He don't care. It's plus 2,000 on any time.
That's what it is.
That's it. That's it.
It's not fair. First of all, they took my River Craycraft away. He's not here.
You could still bet River Craycraft anytime touchdown.
I mean, you're going to get the same success you had last year.
Right, exactly. That's my point. Hell, at this point, you could bet a Ricky Williams anytime touchdown.
You know, you always say to allow young players. I thought you'd be proud of me. You always say to allow young players to develop. And this guy is in his
I'm
second.
Allowing him to develop. I ain't betting no money on him.
Yeah, you know, I'm just throwing a little action on it. A little sweetener, you know? And what I want is I just want Julian Hill to please catch the football in the end zone and also stop holding people and playing tight end like a rhinoceros.
Can I say this for you?
All right.
That if he keeps holding, he's not going to be in there to catch an anytime touchdown.
Obviously, he has. First of all, I think Mike McDaniel, he's a play through your mistakes kind of guy. You know, bench guys.
Every coach, when it gets too costly, your ass is on the bench.
Dade South says, Tobin sends good players to empty stadiums and burns money on bad players.
Yep.
Dolphin Kane says, get a guy out there with boxing gloves and he would have more catches than Julian Hill.
My note for this specific segment is Tobin is confusing his gambling addiction with support.
That's it.
I don't know why they're not listing him yet. I don't like this.
Now he's getting antsy.
But check this out. You don't have to rush to get that in. You're going to be here all day.
Well, I do have to because, like, here's the thing. He's like a volatile stock because every time, like, it'll be at plus 2,000, and then by game day, it's sliced in half.
Oh.
You know? So I need to find it at the sweet spot. I almost had 3 yards away last week.
So close.
And why did I pick Julian Hill? Perhaps I bought into Durham Smythe's hype a little bit too much. He said that he was the most physical player he'd ever played with.
Okay. Well, what does that have to do with catching?
I don't know. I just like
you know
it.
The
it
most just, physical was, player. Then put a 70 on him and call him a tackle.
I just liked it. I was that's good. And then they gave him the George Kittle tapes, and I was like, this guy's gonna have a year. You know, I just thought Julian Hill was gonna have a year.
Can I just?
No one said he can catch though.
Hold on.
These are all like
you. Fall for the dumbest of things. Like, you really gonna push Julian Hill down our throats?
I'm not trying to. I just don't like everybody bullying him, you know? Like, it's like Marcos bullying Drew Smith. You know, like, what are we? We're bullying good stories here. These guys are just, they're making the pros out of nowhere.
Oh, good stories. This guy is holding us hostage.
Drew Smith, you see, got a haircut?
No, I didn't see that. Now he's even less recognizable now. That's great.
That was his hair. He's you know why? Because he's all business going into camp.
So cutting your hair makes you all business?
All business, dude. All business.
What happened to me?
I don't know. You better listen. Don't be rude on Monday, Frog Boy. You're gonna be at media day. Be nice to Drew Smith if he walks by, right?
Yeah, I'm just gonna ask him. What do you know, bro? What do you know about? Just tell me.
Nice,
just
dude.
Be honest. What do you know?
Hey, so we're all gonna be there?
Yeah.
Yeah, we will.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
You excited?
I'm buying a lab coat.
I'm bringing my dominoes.
Please don't bring a lab coat.
Oh,
don't
but he can bring us. Dominoes? That's not fair.
I'm bringing dominoes.
Fine.
Yeah, but it's way. Leroy. Everybody knows Leroy's going to bring dominoes. Like, it's your first time. You're like, hey, I want to be in costume.
Fine. I'll bring a stethoscope instead. Doctor of love.
I don't feel like there's anything Leroy can try and trap me with here in this this heat media day. I feel like I have a clean slate.
Not that I can remember.
Yeah.
I feel like I have a clean slate. Good conscience going in.
Clean slate. Knowing that you try to trade this offseason.
Nope.
No one, not
changed.
You're pretty good. Yeah, you're pretty good.
Yep.
Time to lie.
I think wanted to give Jimmy the extension.
Yeah.
No, they really should have done that.
No.
They really should have done that.
No, dude. Come on. You think Jimmy should be rewarded for playing 60 games?
I think he should be rewarded for having a great Heat tenure.
Yes, he has had a great Heat tenure. Not even disputing that. But what did you think was going to happen when Pat Riley said what he said at his presser at the end of the year?
No, I knew no extension was coming. But
Okay. And you're familiar with Pat's work.
Yes.
And you think Pat gonna feel bad about it?
No.
Or he gonna feel justified?
He's gonna be. He's Pat Riley. He doesn't give a rat's ass.
Okay, then. So get over it.
I am over it. It just was my opinion. I'm over it now. We're here.
It's always the opinion of the person without the money to say you should give away the money.
I mean, they've given worse money away.
Oh, of course. Yeah,
for sure.
Not $60 million a year, though.
Hey, they're making. Hey, did you see the TV deal? A lot of money.
Okay.
Which, by the way, as an aside, ESPN, you let go of Zach Lowe?
Yeah.
What the hell was that?
What are we doing here? Just like quiet little. In the middle of the night. Oh, by the way, Zach Lowe gone.
Yeah, like it was just out of nowhere. Like, yeah, by the way, out of our and like on the eve of the ESPN of the NBA season.
Yeah.
That's dirty, man.
Can't do that.
I mean, he'll be fine. Like someone's going to hire him. But like,
yeah.
Who do you listen to on that place? I'm supposed to listen to Perk.
Come on. We had the low post there. Does that make room for Udonis, though?
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
See, I think Udonis is going to have to deal with Stephen A. Smith's going to be like a little devil on his shoulder.
Yeah.
And he's going to try and make him do hot takes. And then Pat Riley's going to be on the other shoulder and he's going to be like, Heat lifer.
Still work for us.
Stephen A. Smith.
I think you could kind of tell by some of UD's comments that he's going to keep it politically correct. But you know, there's some things that are going to be said. Where, you know, UD want to be UD.
Yep.
And I respect him for that. Because he'll call somebody out. No.
Dade South says, Tobin just wants an extension to smooth over the wedge he put between Pat Riley and Jimmy Butler. That's not fair.
That's not fair.
I felt the entire time.
That's what it is.
It had nothing to do with that.
Makes sense.
That Tim Hardaway podcast, by the way. I listened to that on the way home yesterday. It was good.
Good?
He's entertaining.
Yeah. Sweet.
I mean, not as entertaining when he picked Funny Bone over
Freeze. Wait. Classic. My favorite part of that is when he realized that he cursed.
Oh, sorry.
The Funny Bone does that to you. Right.
And one more ruling before we get you out of here, Tim Hardaway. What is worse in your mind, hitting your funny bone or brain freeze?
Ooh, I mean, shoot. I would say, man, both are terrible. I say hitting your funny bone, man. Hitting your funny bone, your whole arm goes numb. I mean, for about, you know, it can go numb for about a minute and a half. With brain freeze, you can brain freeze for about 40 seconds. You back at it, but you're hitting that funny bone. Ooh, I mean, you have to get a sub. You got yo, fill me out for a couple minutes. That ain't nothing nice. That ain't nice.
But he's right about one thing though.
Classic.
And with brain freeze, you look, you do this, try to make it go away, and then you back at it.
Yep.
Drinking more. You hit your funny bone, you won't.
Trying to like spirit fingers it.
Oh, yeah. You try to get us some assistance. Come in. TV timeout.
Karen says Mama Jovich is Haslam's good conscience.
Hey, listen, Nico, at media day, don't talk to fat Carnival Barker. He already caused problems with Pete and Yemi. And remember, we want Mick's contract.
Mama, I'm going to have to go where they tell me. I can't just refuse.
Refuse, silly man. Don't talk to him. Every time he asks questions, problems come.
I can't believe this. I can't believe I just envision Babushka on Udice's shoulder. Like,
she's tall.
You say one thing and then he says something and you have jokey joke. And guess what? Knock, knock. Who's there? Not Max Contract.
Oh, okay. Jeez.
Oh, man. We'll take a break. Back after this.
Are you trying to get crazy with this, eh? Don't you know I'm loco?
Back with you here. Hey, our Dave & Buster's gift card giveaway is back. And we got a $250 gift card that you can win to see football. And soon, the Heat and Panthers. To enter, go to WQM.com/contest. Dave & Buster's. Eat, drink, play. Watch sports at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. I was filling out my October calendar today, Leroy. I have a calendar that I have in my kitchen, you know, just to see each morning. I got to tell you, hell of an October coming up. You know, we got Panthers opening night. We got ring night for the Panthers. We got Heat season. We got D-Wade statue day. We got it all happening for us this month. So if the Dolphins should dolphin.
Wow.
If the Dolphins should dolphin, we have other means. We have other means.
Wow.
All you guys need to do.
That, Mike, does that sound like a fan?
What do you mean? Just the facts.
Okay.
Those are the facts. Now.
I'll keep that in mind.
Why? Why? Keep what in mind?
That this is the facts.
If the Dolphins screw the pooch.
If I were to say that, I'm a hater.
No, you wouldn't be.
Okay. Okay. That's what I said. I'm just going. I just table those thoughts.
I didn't say. If I would have said, there's no chance the Dolphins are going to be good this month. I didn't say that.
Nope.
I'm just letting you know.
Okay. Okay.
If they suck.
You have options.
You have options. We have options. Now, this is one of those things. Like Speed the Saint sounds like a rat putting on his snorkel. Here's what I would say. The rats right now are watching the water take on. If they win on Monday, we're still buoyancy. We stay a little float. All we need to do, we got to tread water till two is back. That's all we got to do.
You're a week-to-week rat?
We just need to tread water till two.
No. Are you a week to week rat? I thought this was your team. You ain't never going to be off the ship.
We're all week to week.
No, I thought if you support your team, you support your team.
Listen, I'll be watching every single Sunday, but if you would say they lose to the Titans this week, you don't think that's
watch TV underwater, dude.
What?
If you jump off the ship, how are you going to watch TV?
I don't know. Ask SpongeBob. He lives in a pineapple under the sea. No, if they can get this and they can get to 2-2, it just feels like, you know, you don't feel like if it's one. You don't feel like if they go 1-3 and just lost to the Titans
again.
It's like, I know. I this was supposed to be exercise the demons game, you know.
Yeah, that's all.
Oh, got you named this game. One.
Yeah. Now it's let's just tread and you water. Not
and so
what kind of game is that?
You know, it's a really big deal to have to go into a game with two quarterbacks who haven't been here a month.
Yeah.
Okay.
But what point did I say it wasn't?
No, because you're acting as if though like Tua's playing and...
No, I'm not acting. Did I say... At what point did I say the Dolphins better win this game?
Oh, okay.
I didn't say that. Like, all, what I'm saying is, if they are able to win this, it feels like a relief. Like,
yeah,
because right now it does feel like it's all kind of piling in.
You
on
got that angst?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
like, Daniel looks like he hasn't slept in weeks.
He hasn't, because he's trying to figure out how in the hell. What he's like? What would Socrates say? Like, he's coming up with all kind of game plan. It's got to be tough on anybody, right? Because you have an offense that was predicated on a certain skill set. And where it doesn't work with a lot of guys, it definitely doesn't work with a lot of guys in this system. So now you got to find other ways to get guys' eyes to be working in the right place. And you got to do it all in a week.
Shmeathan, minus one, dude.
What happened?
He's minus one.
Skill set, mark it.
I said skill set.
That's what I thought you said, too. But now he's playing producer.
It's kind of like, do you? They don't listen to this show for information.
No, they listen for bits.
Well, I can't. Listen.
That's what the Legion of
Can I just can I just say this?
I wasn't gonna expose you.
Wait,
I wasn't gonna.
Can I just say this? I'm not totally exempt from this either, because you read a liner, and I called Marcos and I said, "Did you say Jenny?"
Yeah, you read that line, and you said Chevrolet two times, and you said Chevy the third time, which is fine. Everything was fine, but Leroy called me like, "Did he say Chevy? If so, you better grab that."
So while I want to make fun of Smeathan,
no one's doing any work.
I can't fully.
No one is supporting you. Yeah, no one is supporting each other to do a good segment. Everybody's just praying on downfall so we can do the end of show montage.
Really? Yes. Well, I mean, I guess. Listen, my mess up the other day is going up on the banner,
yeah.
on the Ring of Honor.
Oh yeah,
I gotta add that. It got to the
played
intro
within 5 seconds of the next show.
If you guys want to go see the Deftones North American tour, they are coming to Amerant Bank Arena in March. J-Fig has one last pair of tickets. She's out today, but she told me caller number three right now to 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. It's a Live Nation show. If you guys want the Deftones tickets, you guys be caller three to 305-567-0560. You will win those tickets. We'll close things out with a little "You're Dead to Me" next. Welcome back, Tobin and Leroy. Let's bury some people. Here's who's dead to me. So I'm a little down on the UFC. You guys know I love the fight game. Love it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but I still watch. Listen, I'm watching, you know, Benoit St. Denis and Renato Moicano tomorrow from Belly.
Benoit, he was
the one who got knocked the bleep out by Poirier in Miami.
Oh, okay. Never mind. He's not the guy who had the Duplessis is who I'm thinking of. I apologize. Now who I know you're talking about, I apologize. Please continue.
So ever since this Sean O'Malley lost to Mirab Dvalishvili and lost
he's
the belt,
been peacocking.
He's been like, you know, the first time you come out, it's like, no excuses. I lost.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm like, cool. Respect. Just move on. But then here we go. We got to go on YouTube and we got to rescore the fight. And I actually thought I won 3-2. And no, you didn't. You didn't win 3-2. You barely won one. And that's just how it went, Sean O'Malley.
Yikes.
You're not the champion. You're not undefeated. And even if this is a bit, it's annoying. It's stupid. I don't even know what this does for anybody other than make you look like a kook. But then Mirab, like a rat, takes the cheese.
Oh.
And today he's out there and he's clamoring for a rematch.
What?
And I got to say to Mirab, no, you're going to take on Umar Nurmagomedov, and that's how it's going to be. Mm. And I got to be honest with you, I don't like what the UFC's becoming with this hopping over here and hopping over there and picking our matchups. Okay? You're not boxing. All right? We have enough of that in the combat sports world. We're going to do a thing now called fight who the number one contender is. That's how it's going to be. And no one's going to pretend they won championships that they didn't win. You're not Bret Hart. Okay?
Oh, whoa.
We're not going to sit here pretending we're undefeated when we're not. We're going to start taking on the highest ranked guy. Now, I say this on a week out where Alex Bejeda is taking on the number eight ranked contender because they're too scared to put him against Ankalaev. That being said, after this pay-per-view, we're not doing that anymore. All right. I'm here to save the UFC because the UFC, I don't like what's happening to it. I don't like what's happening to my baby.
Wow.
It's going in a direction and a path I don't like. And also, PFL, you're high as a kite if you think anybody's paying pay-per-view for your product. I'm sorry, but you don't get to throw a bunch of Bellator fighters on there and have Francis Ngannou take on Henan Ferreira, who no one's ever heard of, and think I'm going to pay $60 to see that. Ridiculous. You're on a one-way ticket to Pirate Stream, dude.
Oh,
do yourself a favor.
Jeez.
And put your damn product on ESPN so people will actually know what the PFL is. But to think you're going to have people pay pay-per-view to watch a bunch of fighters who they've never heard of? Are you great? What a terrible move. Does anybody know how to run the combat sports world anymore?
It seems like you got a problem with combat sports in general. It's not just UFC.
And Devin Haney.
Oh,
you and Ryan Garcia? You already got the fight overturned to a no contest. We get it. He juiced. You should have kept your paw up, dude, and not get knocked on your ass. Suing him? What are we doing here?
Jeez.
The fight game. You're dead to me.
Wow.
You're dead to me.
Bum. Leroy?
I'm going to say this, and you're going to agree with me, but our reasons are going to be different.
Okay.
Thursday Night Football.
Ooh.
I enjoy that they're trying to make them meaningful. I enjoy that the matchups are, on paper, look like they're going to have a lot of meaning and mean something in the end. And I appreciate the amount of money that the NFL has made for their players by having this Thursday night game and having meaningful games. However, we got a whole league of banged up players in week three.
Crazy.
In week four. And to have these games so early in the season, I think is a problem. I don't mind having Thursday games. I think maybe they ought to push it back, have the first one in the first week of the season, the kickoff game, and then maybe skip a month. So everybody, because nobody plays in preseason, you're forcing a lot of these teams to go 14 days and play three games.
Feels like it'll get worse too, because if they're going to eliminate a preseason game,
right,
for a regular season game.
So I just wish that they would find a way to do it so that we don't have to start so early. Because remember, before, Thursday night games didn't start until like November. So I'm more than sure you can find a way to do it. Hell, I would rather you double up on Thursday instead of double up on Monday. So I wish there was a way to do it. But right now, Thursday night football, this time of the year, is dead to me.
Wow.
Strong. No preseason? And you asking the guy to come back on 4 days?
You're dead to me.
Crazy.
As Leroy says that, Ian Rappaport reports, Micah Parsons, high ankle sprain from last night.
Yeah, Malik Nabers, Micah Parsons. Now stars are getting injured too.
Malik Nabers head-butted the carpet.
Well, you know.
Yeah. But like, think about this. Nobody's playing preseason, and now you got guys playing on 4 days rest. So between that and this, you gotta fix it. This is too much football when you're not treating.
Yeah, you're
the
spot
preseason
on.
Worth anything.
They need to just either make the bye earlier and then start it after the bye. Everybody can go do a game so they can get some real rest. Or I don't know, move it to Friday. Whatever the other greedy option is, let's make it a little less greedy.
I like Friday. Yeah. I think Friday's a good, like, gives them an extra day.
No. No? Not Friday.
Not good? Okay, well.
I don't mind Thursday. Just not this early in the season with what nobody does in the preseason.
Right. So you roll that
think
in.
About this. So think about what Miami did.
Mm-hmm.
Miami didn't hardly play. They played 10 plays in preseason. And they start the season off goes Sunday, Thursday.
Crazy.
Right.
It was ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And Tua's gotten hurt on two Thursday night games. I don't know if they correlate, but, you know, well, the first one probably did. But this one, doesn't help. Froggy, what do you got, dude?
Well, mine is actually going to the other side of the country on this one.
Oh, all right.
I'm going to take things to the college football field and the University of Las Vegas, if you guys have heard of this story by any chance. Matthew, I think it's Sluka, could be Sluka, S-L-U-K-A, starting quarterback for the UNLV Rebels.
Running Rebels.
Had an amazing start to the season thus far. 3-0. A transfer, a product of the transfer portal, agreed to come to UNLV for, you know, what some may say a whopping rate of $100,000 in NIL deals. And
feels pretty good for UNLV.
UNLV, yeah.
It is indeed. And it seems like he's been, living up to what they had offered or what he had offered them in regards to his talent, leading them to a 3-0 start. Unfortunately, it has been confirmed that he has received less than $10,000 of that promised $100,000, and they haven't even covered his moving or living expenses.
Damn.
With that being said, Matthew Sluka decided, hey, I'm not going to play for you guys anymore. Then if that's the case, then I'm going to go ahead and redshirt the remainder of the season until you guys fulfill the verbal commitment you had to pay $100,000. Now, a local casino decided, hey, guys, let's not, battle.
Was it the Hooters Casino?
It was not.
It wasn't. No, it was not. That bum-ass casino. It wasn't them. Dude, like you thinking you in Vegas, you're going to see the hottest, the latest and hottest up in there working in that Hooters, right? Wrong.
Nah, nope. It's where they go to retire.
We have only Mark Hockman to thank for that trip. Thanks. Oh, yeah. Thanks, Hawk.
Still want to fight him.
Well,
you know what would be cool? Let's go to Hooters. Then a weigh-in broke out and just in the middle of the floor.
Sure did.
Sometimes weigh-ins break out, dude. You never know.
So they offered, and what happened? That was no good?
They offered, apparently, according to the quarterback, they verbally offered. Quarterback said, I hadn't received what they had offered, decided he was going to redshirt. Then a casino, local casino, the Circa, decided, hey, guys, let me go ahead and pick up that tab for you, $100,000. I want this guy to keep playing football. I want football to continue at UNLV. And UNLV rejects the deal.
Oh, UNLV rejected the deal.
They will not be doing business with the quarterback anymore. And has said that he is no longer a part of the program.
Wow.
So you went from 3-0 with the quarterback who you promised $100,000 to now not even allowing someone else to pick up the tab, strictly out of principle.
Wow.
So therefore, UNLV.
Oh, yeah. That's, you know,
you're
what?
Dead to me.
You know what? See, here's the problem with this.
You're dead to me.
Bum.
Because it's not really a contract. They promise you this money from different, avenues.
Yeah, it's like different entities. Yeah,
so it's not really on paper.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that the school said no, wow,
crazy, dude.
That's a crazy story.
Well, you'll have to watch a real football program tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
I can't
wait. Miami Hurricanes, number 7 in the country, taking on the Virginia Tech Hokies. Our boy Froggy, he is going to be producing tonight's broadcast.
Yeah.
They're working him until 2 a.m.
Can't wait.
Now, are they going to come back later in the week and be like, were you not allowed to have Frog Boy for a couple of weeks? Like, is that how it's going to work? Yeah. They've been doing any trickery.
My hours is definitely going to come up in conversation next week, but that's next week's problem. ridiculous, dude.
So you're going to be there until, are you just staying there?
Yeah, I got no choice. I mean, essentially 3:30 is going to be the start. I got to talk about whatever rundown. Let me show you this lovely little rundown here. Leroy, I'm not sure if you've seen
one. Wait, that's two page.
Professional.
Wait. You got a rundown booklet?
Oh, yeah.
He's got paragraphs.
By the way, this is just the pregame. This is front and back,
pre-game,
by the way.
Pregame's long. Four hours.
4 hours.
Wow. Hey.
I haven't even started my rundown yet.
Man, they're really fancy. When I did the pregame, you know what I did?
Hmm?
Sit down with a couple of notes because, you know, I did watch a little bit of football on them.
Sure.
But that's it.
Well, that gets going at 3:30. So you get, you know, like a little less than 90 minutes there, Frog Boy, to get settled and go get a Snickers at the vending machine.
Perfect.
Or you can go downstairs and hock that chain and get a meal.
Or you could go to the vintage store, go peruse there. They got some old Playboys you could buy.
Oh, yeah, perfect. Way to, what am I going to do with the rest of my time?
I don't know, dude. Everybody have a great weekend. Go Canes.
Go Canes.
We'll come back on a Monday, get you ready for Dolphins and Titans. We'll be live from Miami Heat Media Day and lots more to come. Everybody enjoy your weekend. Leroy, have a great weekend. And we'll talk to you guys next time.
Must be over 21.
Number 4.
And that is why we could be in the position that we're in.
Whoa. Karmatic is not a word.
Oh, it's a word, dude.
Karmatic is a word.
Karmatic is
not a word. Depending on how big the storm is, you're going to get these periodical feeder bands.
Thank you for the congratulating me.
Now, I tell you what. Gladiator 2 coming out.
Oh, I'm not that. Tickles your fancy.
Are you not? Amazed?
No.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Just like when Jerry Springer died, completely got his.
Yeah,
you made it more Popovich style.
You got the gist of it.
Hope you mother have a good day.